Having the opportunity to speak to Dr. Daniela Frank was a joy and an occasion for shared experience, during which we just happened to have a microphone in between us. Daniela is both the world president of the Christian Life Communities, but is also the director of the Catholic Media Council, or CAMECO, based in Aachen in Germany.
I think my interest in working on international level really comes from my international experiences in CLC. So I'm a communicator, I studied communications, and through CLC I was in contact with the Philippines. I went the first time to the Philippines, and that was the reason why they called me to come to CAMECO, because I had some background in media and development.
I first met Daniela several years ago when I was involved in setting up a Catholic radio station for the Archdiocese of Lusaka in Zambia. I myself sought the help and advice of CAMECO, so know from first-hand experience the great amount of support that could be offered by the organisation. Daniela explains the reasoning behind CAMECO's existence.
So at CAMECO, we are Catholic Media Council. That's a consultancy office of the church funding agencies in Europe and the USA to support the funding agencies in their decision-making about communication projects in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Central and Eastern Europe. That means from if a funding agency receives an application to support a radio station, they might consult us and say, okay, what do you think about it? So on the one hand, we work for the agencies, but I think a role which is of growing importance is really to support the people on the spot who are working in communications to develop their projects, their programs, and to see, okay, what do we need to really do a better work?
Well, I know from my own experience in Zambia, the amount of support that we received from CAMECO in setting up a radio station was phenomenal. And it was so easy to ask a question and know that an effort would be made to find an answer that would help.
We really want to be partners of the people, you know, to see, okay, we can provide the experience we have. CAMECO is existing now for a bit more than 35 years, so we really could accompany the work of communications developing after Second Vatican Council. So we have a quite a good overview, and we are in touch with several experiences.
Radio is flourishing in Africa and is potentially an ideal medium of communication in a culture with a deeply oral tradition. However, goodwill alone is not enough if a radio station is to be successful. Training of producers and managers is an essential part of the initial planning. Daniela is realistic in her concern that radio stations should be of as professional a standard as possible if they are to be effective in today's world.
In Africa, really, radio is now booming for the last 10, 15 years. A lot is going on, is developing. So, of course, new questions arise. What means community radio in an African context? I think in Africa, radio is an ideal instrument because it's deeply an oral tradition, oral culture. So to help people to express themselves, you don't need to read, you don't need to buy a paper, but you can listen to radio. So to see how can we organize that work, how can we develop the programs in a way that we really have an impact. It's not enough just to have a radio station. I think sometimes we are a bit in the risk to say, okay, it's important to have that medium, but nobody thinks before, what do we want to do with that medium? Mm. So really to reflect, whom do we want to reach? What is the best way to do it? Often I think radio is a good answer, but not always. And then, so, okay, how do we now organize it? How, for example, the training of people is a key issue. To do good programs, it's not enough just to sit in front of the microphone and to talk, but you need a concept. You need people who know how to handle the specific language of radio. Management is an important issue. You know, you might get some support to set up the radio station, but you need to run it, you know. So you have to see, are there ways to cover the operational costs with the resources on the spot? For example, through a listeners club or something, really to invite your listeners to contribute, even if each one is only contributing a little amount, you know, it it will bring together some funds, and at the same time it's a good way that people feel that's my radio station. They have a co-responsibility. It's not just them transmitting them programs, but it's our station. And I think for a station that's also an important point to get feedback, to get regular feedback of people who really identify with that.
Just having plenty of goodwill isn't enough. You've got to have a certain degree of professionalism as well.
And I think that will be more and more important. I think we have something to say as Christians, but if we do it not in a good way, people won't listen to us. It's really, in the media field, you have to compete with quite a saturated communication market, and you only will reach people when you offer it in a way they find attractive. I think sometimes I listen to some priests, bishops, but also label, well, we can spread the good news, that's why people will listen to us. I think for on the long run, that's not enough. We have to do it well.
Somehow, the Catholic Media Council manages to span a huge range of cultures and traditions across the globe. The important question remains, how can we best communicate the gospel message?
And I think it's also not enough to say, okay, we just want to reach those we reach anyhow in Sunday Mass. You know, we want to reach more people. We want to use communications to foster dialogue of the church with the society, to offer what we have to offer, to invite people to listen to us. And for that, we also need a way to communicate not only those who know our Christian language, who know our rights, know everything, but to say, okay, how can we find a language which really is understandable for all people of goodwill? And I think that's a challenge we might become aware of more and more now, not only in Europe, where it's a key issue, or in the United States, or it means in the western or northern part of the world, but really also in the south it is becoming more and more important. It's not anymore that the church has a stance, okay, we say and people will listen, but although the church has to struggle with all the opinions, ideologies, positions expressed in the communication field. And okay, what is our specific thing and how can we communicate it now?